The holidays, of course, are a time for giving, but it can be kind of tough to figure out who wants what. There's the person who has everything, the person who wants nothing, the question of a gift being too expensive or too inexpensive. But even with all of that, it's kind of tough to show up empty-handed come Christmas morning or on a Hanukkah night. What's a forlorn gift giver to do?
Buy some delicious local foods.
And as a matter of fact, Amy Traverso, you happen to have so much of it right in front of us. I think we should probably dig into it, huh?
I think we should.
Amy Traverso is a senior lifestyle editor at Yankee Magazine and the author of the Apple Lovers Cookbook. She joins us right now with many samples from the magazine's second annual Yankee Food Awards, which go to the best artisanal products New England has to offer, and that is a lot. Amy, before we dive into this amazing array of food, tell us how you go about selecting the creme de la creme.
We are on the road all the time for Yankee, and whenever we're on the road, we visit a local market that sells local foods. We go to farmers markets, we go to food festivals, and we just taste all through the year because there's so much great food in New England. A lot of media coverage is focused on restaurants, which is great, but there's so many amazing products now being made in New England, so we wanted to really celebrate all these makers and farmers who bring
it. So give us one of your choice selections here.
Well, let me start. This is a nice winter food. This is some marmalade. Now, this is Blake Hill Preserves Marmalade. It's made with a single malt whiskey and oranges. I love this marmalade not only because it's so delicious, but also because it's just a great story. A lovely British couple, Bill and Vicky Allard, moved to Vermont after having busy careers in New York City. They went for the quiet life, but Vicky's hobby, she's a third generation preserves maker, and her hobby turned into a profession because her preserves were just so good, they started selling them. So this past year, they went back to England and they won gold at the World Marmalade Awards.
And who knew there were
World Marmalade
Awards? Sorry, I'm enjoying a bit myself right now.
They're the first Americans to ever win a gold at the Marmalade Awards. They won actually across several categories. It's just a delicious, it's got just that right balance of bitterness, but that, you know, creamy, citrusy, sweet flavor with that depth of the malt whiskey. It's just a terrific preserve.
Yeah, not overwhelming with the whiskey.
Yeah, I mean, highlight.
Very nice. Okay, so that is Blake Hill Preserves in Grafton, Vermont, their marmalade. Next to it, I see some cookies. Would you like to talk about those so I can have one?
Yes, these are amazing macarons. Now, macarons are sort of the cupcake of the teens, I would say. You know, they're kind of the hot new baked good.
And is that not a macaroon or a macaron?
Okay, macaron. I say macaron. These are the French-style sort of meringue cookies with buttercream frosting. Macaroons, I tend to say, for the delicious coconut cookies, those hefty Passover cookies that we all eat. So these are the French style. So I say macarons. This is Mucci's macarons. They're made in Derry, New Hampshire. A woman named Nina DeBona Park. She is a big macaron fan. She couldn't find any that she liked, so she started making them on her own, and she perfected it and turned it into a business. Mucci is named after her Havanese puppy. We love the texture of these, but we also love her exotic flavors. This one is rose, cardamom, and pistachio. And then we also have here in the studio a Mayan chocolate, so it's a little bit of a spicy chocolate macaron.
And what's in the middle of this? I mean, it looks like a
pistachio buttercream.
It's like an elegant pink whoopie pie. But different.
Yeah. Pink and green, really pretty, really festive. And they just have that crunchy exterior. Yes. And then you bite in and they're very tender and soft.
Okay, what's next, Amy?
Okay, well, these are a Boston classic. These are Dancing Deer molasses clove cookies. Dancing Deer is actually celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. Yes. They're based in Hyde Park, and they were one of the first artisan food businesses that really kind of took off in Boston, at least in the past 20 years. New Englanders love molasses spice cookies. They're kind of our signature regional cookie. These are just an excellent version. I mean, they're chewy, they're soft, but they have that crunchy sugar on the exterior, and they have that rich spice flavor. The molasses is not overpowering, just the right amount. So we felt it was time to give a little love to Dancing Deer, who's been producing good stuff for so long.
And another local vendor I think that a lot of people will know about in this area, Taza Chocolates. Thank you for bringing in some chocolate.
Taza is so great. This business obviously is based in Somerville. Many people will know them. It has more texture than your typical very smooth bar. We actually chose the hazelnut because the graininess of the Taza chocolate is a little bit... it comes off as lighter when it's encasing these hazelnuts. So it's a good gateway chocolate for people who aren't sure if they like Taza or not.
Did you specifically choose Taza over other chocolatiers, or do you have others on the list as well?
When we started these awards, we decided that they would be awards of excellence rather than
best of,
because we didn't want to paint ourselves into a corner. There are several amazing cheddars being made in New England. We didn't want to sort of choose one and limit our readers' experience of the other one. So these are all just products that we guarantee will be loved if you serve them at a party, if you give them as a gift.
Okay, speaking of cheddar.
Yes,
we've got a cheese plate here.
So this year's winners were all from Vermont. Vermont is the birthplace of the American artisan cheese movement. And there's some really terrific ones here. I want to start with a Scutney Mountain cheese. It's made by Cobb Hill, which is a cooperative farm in Vermont. And this is a wonderful Alpine-style cheese, a little bit like a Gruyere, but it has a little more tang.
Mm.
It's really great with apples, with pears, serve it with walnuts. And I like to use it also in grilled cheese. I've even made pizza with it. It's delicious on pizza. Our next one is called Inspiration, and it's made, this is a real farmstead cheese. This is a cheese that's made actually like a Scutney Mountain. It's made with milk from the farm, and it's a husband and wife team. This is Stan Biasi and Deborah Wickert. It's based on a Corsican recipe, but they wash this cheese in local seasonal beers from Vermont. You definitely get kind of a nutty ale flavor. Let me give you a piece with the rind so you can sort of taste that. It doesn't dominate at all, but it gets washed periodically over months, and so it sort of gives it a little bit of a tang, a little bit of those deep ale notes.
This is really lovely. And again, this comes from a couple in Morrisville, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
You say they milk their herd of about 30 brown Swiss and Holstein cows for this. Are all the goods that you're bringing us today made with local ingredients?
You know, these two cheeses are. I brought a third cheese from Vermont Creamery, which is kind of the granddaddy of Vermont artisan cheesemakers. This is a wonderful goat's milk cheese. Unlike the others, this is made with milk from Vermont and New York because it's a little bit hard to supply the demand with just Vermont-raised goat milk.
So you've stepped a little bit outside New England for this
one. A little bit outside, but it is made in, it's very much made in Vermont. And actually, the folks at Vermont Creamery did start their own goat dairy farm recently, so they'll be ramping up production there.
You just picked up in your hand right now. I don't know if you say caramel or caramel, but it's one or the other.
I think I'll say caramel. These are McCrae's caramel. They're made in Hyde Park, so they're all over Boston.
And they just hand them directly to me.
Well, why don't you break off a piece and I'll have some.
Yes.
So
no audio on this one either, I'm afraid.
So these are made by a guy named Jason McCrae. He has a chemistry background and he's a food lover, so he decided to combine the two and make candy. I love these caramels. They are studded with little pieces of black volcano salt.
Really?
Yes. Mm. And they have a little bit of a crunch to them. They're buttery, and they have that wonderful kind of golden sugar flavor, that brown sugar flavor. Caramel's hard to get right. I mean, if you've ever made it at home, it can often be too soft. These just always have that perfect texture. They hold up, but they are still creamy and soft. And I like to have a bowl of them in my house just to have for guests when they come over.
You mentioned that he uses black lava salt. And salt, I guess, is a really big thing around this region right now. And I see a little tiny volcano over there.
This is sea salt flakes from Atlantic Salt Works. They're based in Salem, Massachusetts. And it's a real labor of love on the part of two women, Heather Ahern and Allison Darnell. They kind of became interested in eating locally, and they thought, well, why not make salt, you know, from local water? That's as the first pilgrims made their salt. So they went to Gloucester Harbor and started taking buckets of salt, evaporating them over heat, and collecting the flakes that were left behind. And they loved it so much. Like many of these, you know, products, these started out as hobbies that became passions that became businesses. And you can buy this. It's great for sprinkling over grilled meat, for sprinkling over eggs, any time you'd want to finish a dish with salt. They add a little bit of texture because the shape of them.
But they're not terribly coarse.
No. I mean,
they won't be crunchy. It's almost, you know, flaky.
It's a soft flake, so
yes.
It melts pretty quickly in your mouth. Definitely tastes like the ocean. It's a nice seasoning.
Is it really as easy as that? They just evaporate water that they get from Gloucester Harbor?
Yeah, but there is a technique to it. There's a method of sort of boiling it off at the right temperature so that it actually forms flakes.
Okay, and we finish this off with a little beverage.
A toast to the holidays. This is a chai tea, a tea blend made by Chai Walla in Vermont, a guy named Neil Harley. He traveled all over India. He just loved chai. He developed a chai habit traveling in India. And he couldn't find a chai blend in the U.S. that satisfied him. So he started blending his own. He makes this up in Vermont. It is, to me, the best chai I've ever had. It has more pepper and a little more cardamom. A lot of chais you get, particularly at maybe coffee chains, they're too sweet and they have a lot of cinnamon and ginger and they don't have that peppery finish. It's not a spicy peppery flavor. It's this kind of savory, rich, deep flavor that plays off the sweeter spices. And I just can't get enough of this stuff.
It's delicious. And it keeps you from guzzling it.
It keeps you from guzzling it. It's really great for sipping. He also sells mixes where you can make a big batch of chai concentrate and just keep it in your fridge. And then when you want to make a latte, you can just heat up the milk or you can just brew this like you would any tea. And it's just delicious.
Amy Traverso, cheers.
Cheers and happy holidays.
Amy Traverso is senior lifestyle editor of Yankee Magazine and author of the Apple Lovers Cookbook. To see a list of all the food we talked about and where you can find it, go to our website, radioboston.org. Coming up, from Yankee food to Yankee twang, believe it or not, New England has country music roots, and they sound pretty good. I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Radio Boston.